or source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. Again, freetalklive.com, features allowing you to actually influence and the stuff that we're going to talk about on the air. You control the content of the site by submitting different suggestions for show prep, things that you might think that our listeners would be interested in. You submit it to the website. Other listeners vote up or vote down, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Plus, there's a whole lot of other features there like archives, and we'll tell you more about that as time goes on here. We're going to go and jump right back into the phone calls. People have been waiting patiently to talk. You can bring up anything. Mike is calling from Central America on the Amp Lines. Hello, Mike. Or actually, not the Amp Lines, but Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I was wondering, have you all spent very much time out of the country, out of the United States?
I've been to 13 different countries.
I mean, do you spend a lot of time out of there? Have you lived there?
Well, no. I mean, I work in the United States, and, you know, I have done some traveling.
Why do you ask?
Because
like I say, the longer I've lived here for 2 years, going on a third year now. And I get a whole different outlook the longer I stay out here. And then I travel around out here, and I cross borders. And when you were talking about borders, I get confused, because it sounds as if when you think the government shouldn't be taking care of our borders. Is that correct?
I don't think the government is taking care of the borders, and I don't think that if you throw enough money at them that they actually will take care of the borders. That's really what I think.
Well, and I don't think the government should exist, so I think that the government is...
Federal government?
Yeah, I think any government I don't think any government should exist. I think they're a coercive criminal gang, and I think if I need protection from anyone, it's from the people calling themselves government more so than somebody who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves.
So that means there's no Constitution? You don't believe in the Constitution?
The Constitution, I used to be one of those constitutional guys, so I understand where you're coming from. You know, I used to have a book about it, read about it, and all that stuff. But then what I realized was similar to what Lysandra Spooner realized in the late 1800s, and that is that the Constitution is just a set of rules for the government to follow. And I think anybody that looks at the government can tell they clearly don't follow their own Constitution. So it's not something that I have to believe in. It's something that it was a document created for them to obey, and they don't. So so clearly it's just a gang of men and women that that rule capriciously over peaceful individuals.
Okay. So you do believe in the Constitution, you just don't believe it's humanly possible.
When you say believe in the Constitution...
Well, I don't believe in it.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. When you say believe in the Constitution, I don't know what you mean by that. It's a piece of paper with some words on it that were intended to be followed by men and women calling themselves the government, and they didn't.
It's a contract that some people signed... some people signed it, and some people swore an oath to it, and they haven't been following their oath. I never swore an oath to it. I have not.
Well, you were in the military, so you did.
Oh, I guess I did
it
for the military, huh?
But you didn't really serious,
huh?
I think the idea is that some people swore an oath to it, some people signed it a long, long, long time ago, and it applies to them in theory as a contract, but I don't think that it has any special properties. That's just it. I mean, people sign contracts, but that only matters like to the extent that they actually abide by what their word. You know,
what's there to believe in, Mike? I mean, with the
people, you either believe in people or not. And if people have demonstrated that you can't trust them, then the piece of paper didn't change that. It only matters to the extent that people actually abide by it. Who swore to it? So
yeah, well. This is what you were saying when you swear to the Constitution. Like I say, I was in the military, and I swore to the Constitution. And if I didn't obey it at that time, this was back in the 60s, I could have been imprisoned or lost my life. I was in Vietnam. So I don't understand. I agree with you, because I don't understand how these people can swear to the Constitution and not obey the Constitution.
Well, they do. The fact is they are obeying the Constitution. The Constitution says that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction, and the Supreme Court interprets what's constitutional or not. So that it doesn't matter what you and I read in that document, and I suspect you're reading the same stuff that I do, that the Constitution outlines this sort of government that supersedes the states, but only in areas that it supersedes the states in, and the ones that aren't mentioned, the states have power. But the fact is, they leave that interpretation up to the Supreme Court. So if the Constitution says the sky is blue, but the Supreme Court says that it's not blue, it's in fact orange, then the Constitution says the sky is orange because the Constitution says the Supreme Court gets to say what's in it. So it doesn't matter what you and I say.
So Lysander Spooner was right then when he said that either the Constitution has authorized all the tyranny or it's been powerless to prevent it.
So you don't believe that the government has a responsibility of taking care of the borders.
Well, the Constitution actually doesn't even outline that. That's the funny thing. The Constitution essentially, it doesn't even talk about citizenship until the 14th Amendment, which wasn't written until almost 100 years later.
You know what, Mike? I don't have to believe anything because there have been several Supreme Court cases that have really outlined what you were just talking about. You said that you don't believe the government has to take care of the borders, etc. According to Warren versus the District of Columbia, the government and various other court cases, it has been ruled over and over again by those men in robes called the Supreme Court that the government has no obligation to do anything, period.
Okay, so if we have open borders, that's what was puzzling me when I was hearing you talk. You just cannot allow people to cross openly.
Well, they are pretty much crossing openly. I mean, let's not forget that there are millions and millions of people in the United States that are crossing, and some of them are probably convicted killers. Some of them probably have drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Wait a minute.
The government is failing to take care of that now.
Sure, but there's an important point to make here, and that is that I support private property. So, I mean, if you don't want people to cross onto your land, then, you know, you should put up a fence or whatever, hire guards or whatever you need to do to keep people off of your land. But if I want people to come here onto my land and my friends want people to come here onto their land and like rent houses from them or work from them or whatever, from wherever it is they're coming from, they should be allowed to, don't you think?
Is there a limit on how many?
Well, clearly there's a limit on how many people can come.
I can only afford to hire so many people.
Yeah, and I can only put so many people in my rental property. So, yeah, clearly there's a market limit.
So what are you going to do with the rest of them?
Well, the marketplace is a really amazing thing. See, the free market.
That's like asking, what is the grocery store going to do with the extra cans of beans that people don't buy?
Yeah, the free market is an amazing thing. It responds to consumer demand, and supply and demand is a pretty natural organization. Things just happen.
The invisible hand.
Right.
You don't believe Arizona has got more than they can handle?
More what?
They've got fewer now. Mexican people are leaving Arizona.
There's desert all over the place.
We'll see how this works in Arizona.
If they would open up their economy and let people work who want to work, then they can enlarge their pie there. They can have all kinds of resources for people if they will loosen up their economy.
What they have is all these
restrictions on people trying to work for a living, on people starting businesses, on all sorts of. They've all sorts of restrictions on the economy that have nothing to do with whether or not they're letting people cross the border.
Well, what it is,
taxing the crap out of people.
People come to your place. Well, after your place is full, you really don't want any more.
Sure, well, I understand where you're coming from.
Have you been to Arizona? I mean, you asked me if I've traveled before. Have you been to Arizona before?
Yes.
It's desert. It's open all over. They don't have too many.
Right.
They have too few people.
We live here in the woods in New Hampshire. It's open all over the place.
The United States is a big, giant place. Yeah. It is not full. It's nowhere near capacity. The pie expands every time new people come. When people come across the border, they rent housing.
Yeah.
They drive cars.
They eat food.
I swear to God, they eat food.
They produce food. They help grow food. They make clothes.
Way for them to cross the border?
What you mean by that is control. Like you believe that there's some sort of government bureaucrat out there that should have total control over people's lives and get to decide whether or not they can come make a better life for themselves.
I don't want any control over people who aren't harming anyone.
Right.
Let them do what they want if they're not harming anyone.
No, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
You are an American.
It sounds good if you're not an American citizen.
There's no such thing as a citizen. I'm sorry, but you're still under a lot of delusions, I'm afraid. And I thank you for the call. I'll explain the citizen claim here in a moment. It's the truth, and I just explained to you why with those court cases I was talking about. More on the way, your calls as well, coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free, including our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download and listen. Mark, have you listened to your show last night yet?
No, I
haven't listened to it.
Tisk, tisk.
It's really not that great.
How often do you get to host a show all by yourself? Well, not all by yourself. You had Sean here with you. But how often are you in the lead chair on Free Talk?
Not often.
It's always a good idea to go back and listen to yourself just to see what you can improve on because, you know, you might be back again someday.
I'd be willing to sit through it and listen to it with you so you can give me pointers.
It's always best to just listen to yourself, and then, you know, I could do that. Once you've invested the time in yourself, Mark, I'll invest some time in you. How about that? Anyway, tell me about Jurisdictionary.
Why don't you invest a little? Never mind. Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules step by step. The rules of the United States judicial system, how to fill out their forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all there, and it's all set up in the fashion the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. You can take your court case to court yourself. It was created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com.
Now, the jurisdictionary is pretty useful when the government's coming after you for something, but it's not going to help you if you are trying to get the government to be held responsible for not providing you with some sort of service. This is a point I want to make before we get right back into your phone calls at 800-259-9231, because I made the claim there were no citizens a moment ago, and that sounds very outrageous to someone that doesn't know what that means.
I'm a citizen.
It's an incredibly...
I said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag right. When I was in school.
Oh, and all these government forms say, you know, you have to sign them admitting that you're a citizen. And clearly you must be a citizen, right? The government says so. Well, go ahead and look up the definition of citizen. I have it here for you. It is a member of a state or nation who owes allegiance to its government and is entitled to its protection, meaning that it's a trade deal. You owe allegiance to them. They owe you a duty to protect you. I will do what you say if you keep me safe. That's the deal of the citizen.
It's the way the lords always protected the serfs. They had a castle for them to run into.
Yeah.
It's the so-called social contract, which in itself doesn't make much sense, but even if it did...
Well, the social contract is much much more voluminous than that in its concepts, depending on who you talk to.
I think it's the basis of the...
I think it's in there in the sense that we didn't actually sign anything agreeing to this contract, but that is the implied contract that supposedly we all agree to as citizens.
So now that you know what a citizen actually is, if you didn't already, go ahead and look up on the internet, search for No Duty to Protect. And you'll find what I'm going to tell you about here. Warren versus the District of Columbia. This is one of the the second result when you search for this. A U.S. Court of Appeals. This is a case from 1981 in which three rape victims sued the District of Columbia because of negligence on the part of the police. Two of three female roommates were upstairs when they heard men break in and attack the third. After repeated calls to the police for over a half an hour, the roommates' screams stopped, and they assumed the police had arrived. They went downstairs and were held captive, raped, robbed, beaten, and forced to commit sexual acts upon one another and to submit to the attacker's sexual demands for 14 hours.
The cops couldn't show up for 14 and a half hours.
The police had lost track of the repeated calls for assistance. D.C.'s highest court ruled that the police do not have a legal responsibility to provide protection to individuals and absolve the police and the city of any liability.
The reason they did that, it wasn't a single case. This has been decided over and over again.
Three results.
It wasn't true, then you'd be able to sue the cops every time you get robbed for something, every time your house is burglarized.
Three more results down, in case you didn't believe me about the Supreme Court. Because that was just the D.C. Appeals Court or whatever. Supreme Court, 2005. You can just go through the history here and find these. June 28, 2005, according to the New York Times, the Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the police did not have a constitutional duty to protect a person from harm, even a woman who had obtained a court-issued protective order against a violent husband, making an arrest mandatory for a violation. So even when they give you a piece of paper that says, okay, ma'am, here you go, here's your restraining order. Now look at this. Look, if this guy comes back and he does something,
just give us a call.
You just let us know, and we'll come out and we'll help you out. Look, it says so right here, and I'm a nice man, and I'll do whatever I can. And I'm not saying that some cops won't do whatever they can. I'm not saying that.
But they get lost in the bureaucracy, and this is the organization that you want to protect your border.
There's
no obligation.
Right.
There's no obligation, and
there's
therefore
no
there's no incentive.
It's a completely...
There's no responsibility. I mean,
and
for
no
God's sakes. hire anybody to do this but the United States government.
If there's no responsibility, if there's no duty to protect, then there is no such thing as a citizen because there's no more agreement there. Let me tell you
more
about
this case.
You
need to hire someone that you could fire if they don't satisfy their side of the contract.
So according in this case, the Supreme Court case from 2005, just a few years ago, the decision, with an opinion by Justice Scalia, Stevens, Bader Ginsburg, overturned a ruling by a federal appeals court in Colorado. The appeals court had permitted a lawsuit to proceed against the Colorado town Castle Rock for the failure of the police to respond to a woman's pleas for help after her estranged husband violated a protective order by kidnapping their three young daughters, whom he eventually killed. For hours on the night of June 22nd...
What if the Mexican killers come across the border? Well, I'll tell you what if. If they do, you're not going to be able to do anything about it because the government isn't responsible.
For hours, Jessica Gonzalez tried to get the Castle Rock police to find and arrest her estranged husband, Simon, who was under a court order to stay 100 yards away from the house. He had taken the children, ages 7, 9, and 10, as they played outside and later called his wife to tell her that he had the girls at an amusement park in Denver. Ms. Gonzalez conveyed the information to the police, but they failed to act before Gonzalez arrived at the police station hours later, firing a gun with the bodies of the girls in the back of his truck. The police killed him at the scene. So this guy showed up to go kill some cops. The only reason why he ended up getting taken out. They didn't actually go after him.
That's because they're not there to protect and serve you. They're there to protect and serve the government.
Yep. So she went. She took it. She figured she had a chance. She figured, man, you know, this is case closed, man. I had a protective order. They said they would protect me. They didn't. And there was no obligation. None whatsoever. So there you have it. What else do you need to say? I mean, there are more cases like this. You want to go? Look them up. I just did a quick search. No duty to protect. Within the first five results, I found two cases that back up exactly what I'm saying, that the government people have no duty to provide. Now, this is, by the way, across the board, right? So if you look into other cases where, like, for instance, somebody gets cut off of Social Security or whatever, some non-police-related obligation that the government supposedly has to you. They said they were going to send you these checks, and then they decided to stop, or the VA, or, you know, you name it. Down the line, the courts will rule over and over again that the government has no obligation to provide you with any services, not just police protection, nothing at all. Anything they do for you, or that you feel is for you, is just public relations, man. They're just doing it so it'll look good. That's all.
But yeah, try not to fulfill what they expect of you. Try that.
Exactly.
It's definitely a one-way... We definitely get the short end of the stick here.
So I hope that makes it clear. Citizen doesn't exist. 800-259-9231. If it does, show it to me. Show me a citizen. It's just a legal concept. It's a fiction. It's an idea. And it's nonsense. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are individuals. That's for sure. We can prove that. More on the way. Take control of the airwaves. A little more about Arizona and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. Enjoy the live streams in both broadband and dial-up flavors, our webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance 24/7. You can listen to Free Talk Live with those options. Plus, of course, we've got our great radio stations around the country, 81 of them from coast to coast, as well as our satellite option. Now you can listen in via KU-band free-to-air satellite across North America. So whether you're in Mexico or Canada or the United States or even Cuba, you can listen to Free Talk Live off the bird, as they call it, and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, before we touched off a stream of phone calls from folks that wanted to talk about the Arizona situation, we were telling you about what's going on in Arizona. We hadn't really even gotten into the meat of the story yet. According to the AP, things are getting pretty heated down there. The tensions are rising as the federal government has now overturned portions of their law, this police state law that they've created down there to make it so the cops can go and identify anybody with government paperwork or ask for papers on any old police contact. So if you're just walking down the street, the government cops will be able to stop you and force you to turn over your papers. And along the U.S.-Mexico border, life continued as before, according to the AP, with officials sending back people who were captured while attempting to cross. In Phoenix, hundreds of the law's opponents massed at a downtown jail, beating on the metal door and forcing sheriff's deputies, they forced them, to call for backup. Officers arrested at least 32 people, and dozens more were detained elsewhere throughout the day.
I don't think beating on the door is a very, you know, good act.
No, not necessarily. But on the other hand, they weren't hurting anybody. Activists focused their rage at Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the 78-year-old madman, I inserted that one, ex-federal drug agent known for his immigration sweeps, also known for the horrific conditions in which he keeps prisoners. This man is sick. Anyway, activists focused their rage on him outside his downtown office. Marchers chanted, "Sheriff Joe, we are here. We will not live in fear." One was dressed in a papier-mâché Sheriff Joe head and prison garb. Arpaio said he'd continue with a Thursday sweep. He said, "I'm not going to be intimidated and stopped. If I have to go out and get in the car, I'll do it." Activists armed with video cameras and aided by others listening to police scanners roamed the county's neighborhoods, saying they were ready to document any deputies harassing Hispanics. In Tucson, between 50 and 100 people on both sides of the issue gathered at a street corner. About 200 protesters blocked a busy L.A. intersection.
And I'd like to point out that Sheriff Joe's guys really don't like it when you videotape them doing whatever it is job is. So
they are thugs.
Either they're thugs or they've got a really misconstrued idea of what serving the public is like. They may very well be really great, upstanding law enforcement officers. We just wouldn't know because the average individual and even people working for, sort of minor press organizations aren't allowed to videotape them because they are their superiors, you know.
About 200 protesters blocked a busy L.A. intersection with police arresting about a dozen who were linked with plastic pipes and chains. In New York, about 300 immigrant advocates rallied near the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan. So Adelfa Lugo, a 56-year-old Mexican-born Brooklyn resident, joined the protest, saying, "It's one step closer for us, but I think the fight is still ahead. If we don't fight this in Arizona, this anti-immigrant feeling will spread across the country." Since Wednesday's ruling, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton has received thousands of phone calls and emails. Some were positive, but others were from people venting who have expressed their displeasure in a perverted way, according to the U.S. Marshal for Arizona. Gonzalez said his agents are taking some of the threats to Bolton seriously. He wouldn't say how many there were or whether any threats were coming from recognized hate groups. He refused to discuss any extra security measures, etc. The governor hired lawyers to defend the law in court and hopes the court will act quickly, as they have now appealed it to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, etc., etc. So there you go. Things are getting pretty heated out there. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim, listening in Jackson, Tennessee, to the TJ Network. Hello, Jim. Jim, you're on the air with Free Talk Live. Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Jim. Jim in Tennessee, he's gone already then, 800-259-9231. So what will end up happening here, it remains to be seen. Likely, the Ninth Circuit's going to take a look at this, and, well, they're in San Francisco, so maybe they're going to rule in favor of immigration. I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there. And then it will be likely appealed by Arizona to the Supreme Court, And they're not going to, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the federal government, the people in Arizona that are wanting this immigration control are going to be pretty upset about that. And maybe that will end up leading to Arizona seceding from the United States. And I would support that, by the way. I mean, I feel bad for those people in Arizona who would have to live under that police state.
I support Arizona and its sovereignty to pass bad laws. I think that this is a bad law. I celebrate the fact that that fewer people will have to deal with being profiled for their ethnicity, having to give up their papers and sort of live in this quasi police state that's going on there. But at the same time, I think that it's a bad precedent. If the federal government can step in and stop Arizona from doing this, what else can it stop?
So here's a little bit more about what old Sheriff Joe had to say for himself. This is according to Newsmax.com. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the controversial top cop in Maricopa County, Arizona, tells Newsmax he'll jail any protesters who attempt to block his jail on Thursday when provisions of his state's tough new immigration law take effect. Arpaio also says it's great if undocumented aliens react to the new law and his strict anti-illegal immigration agenda by moving back to Mexico or the sanctuary state of California.
You can say that now, but how do you know how it's going to affect the economy? There's been lots and lots of places that have had their economies devastated.
You don't care about that.
No, he doesn't. He's a government bureaucrat who's going to get paid no matter what.
Exactly. So, yeah, they don't really care about the economy. They're going to suck it out of you, whatever you got left. Arpaio, whose county includes most of the Phoenix metropolitan area, promotes himself as America's toughest sheriff. He has limited county inmates to two meals a day, banned sexually explicit material in prison, reinstituted chain gangs, and set up a tent city as an extension of the Maricopa County Jail.
Don't forget the pink underwear.
Well, hold on a second. I thought he bragged about how effective his methods were at preventing people from coming back and everything. Why does he need a tent city?
I mean, he's cracking down on criminals.
But he should have less
drug
criminals
dealers.
Because he's fixing the problem in theory, right?
Well, he's still got drug users to go after and drug dealers and people like that. I mean, this man isn't just about immigrants.
It's just so retarded to think that his methods are going to actually reduce crime and such.
Well, it's all about his posturing, right? I mean, it's all about him getting elected again because it is an elected position.
Well, people love to see people suffer who they think deserve to suffer.
And this man is definitely someone who will make them suffer. Right. And, of course, most of the people sitting in his jail are the peaceful kind of lawbreaker. They're the people that haven't actually harmed anybody else.
You can't find that many arsonists, rapists, murderers.
There aren't enough of them
to actually fill the jail in general.
You
have to go after people that are smoking pot and crossing borders to feed their families and, violating probation by having a beer or whatever.
On Wednesday, a judge blocked the most controversial sections of Arizona's new law and put them on hold. The law will still take effect Thursday, but without some of the provisions that angered opponents, including sections that required officers to check a person's immigration status while enforcing other laws. Nevertheless, there are reports that opponents of the new plan to block Arpaio's jail on Thursday, or that opponents plan to block Arpaio's jail. And Arpaio says, there's a rumor they're even going to block our jails down the street. You know what? They're not going to block our jails. They're going to go into the jail if they block our jail.
And I think he's right.
I'm not going to succumb to these demonstrators keeping law enforcement from booking people in our jail, so we may have to take some action.
Oh, he definitely will.
And he went on to point out that he vowed to conduct a crime suppression operation on Thursday, saying, this morning we raided another business and arrested five more illegal aliens with false identification. On Thursday, we're going to do our 17th crime suppression operation.
By the way, he's already doing this stuff.
Yes.
He's been doing it for a very long time. That Arizona didn't need this law.
This law doesn't
accomplish anything.
He says that they're going to do their 17th crime suppression operation and go out with our volunteer posse and deputy sheriffs and catch criminals. We've done 16. Just by chance, about two-thirds of those arrested just so happen to be here illegally. Just by chance, he says. Just by chance. He wouldn't be targeting those brown folks now, would he? No, Sheriff Joe wouldn't do something like that. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231 will be able to get you on the air. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. Dale is joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You want some great liberty-oriented cartoons? That's the place to go. Plus, some occasional blogs and video posts from Dale himself at anarchyinyourhead.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. I-Man is in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to the TJ Network. Hello, I-Man. I-Man, you are on the air.
Okay. Hey, I just want to give y'all a little quote here. Sure. It's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, our law, I hear these people, and I mean, I'm right here in Jackson, Tennessee, and they're pretty racist and prejudiced. They worship military. They worship the police force. They worship Joe Arpaio. But what they don't...
I'm in.
Are they?
Oh, no. Say that one more time. I'm in. After you said when they worship Joe Arpaio, your phone cut out for a moment, so start over after.
I said, I wish y'all would kind of expand on that a little bit more because, you know, they don't teach civics our schools. You know, they don't know what to teach anyway. But let me get to this. Our law is supposed to expand freedom. That's what I think makes America unique. But don't y'all think so? If our law is supposed to protect us from government, not be a sword.
Well, he said that supposed to.
People don't understand
it's
that.
Supposed to, right?
It's supposed to. It just doesn't, and I don't even know if it can.
I do worry whether it's a flawed notion because the government doesn't have anything keeping it in check. I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's supposed to keep itself in check, which is a flawed notion. And I don't think that's why I think it's a failed experiment because it really was sort of built on a notion that didn't make a lot of sense to begin with. There's a whole lot of sort of faith and stuff that doesn't make much sense to begin with, the sort of idea that the government would police itself. Well, and that's, at the root of the problem.
But don't you think also because we're not really involved? You know, back then it wasn't television and you know, all the different sports, games, all this kind of stuff. Most people were in the politics, well, especially men, white men. But
that still didn't stop it.
Everybody read newspapers.
Yeah, that still didn't stop it. I mean, some of the most horrible abuses of government were happening back in the Lincoln term, you know? I mean, slavery and the way it was dealt with, you know.
Lincoln himself was horrible. I mean, the things that Lincoln did.
Hey, y'all had a good thing on your website talking about the schools in 1895. That is something else to me.
Which part? Tell me more, because there's a lot of stuff on our website. So which?
Okay. It's the one about. It was one about the schools in 1895.
Like how well educated people were back then.
Back in the sixth grade.
The test they had to take. I've asked probably 15 people. They couldn't even answer the first question.
Yeah.
And I told them it was 1895.
If you mean in terms of...
I'll get off here with somebody.
No worries, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much for the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. I wasn't sure. He wanted us to expand on something, but I wasn't sure what that was, and he jumped out before we could get that.
Don't worry. We'll keep on talking about liberty.
We certainly
will. Jim, he's been trying to get on.
No, he's gone. He keeps dropping off.
Gosh darn, Jim.
He keeps dropping off. But that's all right. You know, cell phones do that kind of stuff. So 800-259-9231. Well, let's talk about this dichotomy. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah, the thing that comes up a lot, and recently it was because there were some candlelight vigils that a lot of people don't approve of, because we had them in front of the people's homes who did the bad things. You know, they keep saying, well, I was just doing my job, and then they get absolved of responsibility. And so
the
whole idea is the judge or the police
judge.
Officer who did something. And so the idea is that you go and you weigh on their conscience with, you know, look, there are people who are suffering. We're acknowledging that. And, you know, we're having a candlelight vigil. It's not a protest. There's not, you know, it's a completely peaceful thing. But
there's no megaphones.
Right, and there's also no laws being broken. So
correct,
people are calling
property.
Them C-Deers. Like, it's fun to call everyone in Keene a C-Deer.
As civil disobedience.
Yeah, and there are plenty of people in Keene that don't do any civil disobedience. And if you're doing a candlelight vigil, you're not doing civil disobedience because you're not breaking any laws. You're just exercising your free speech.
What you are doing is something that's unusual, right?
Sure.
Because the usual thing is to go file a complaint with the police department if you didn't like what they did. So that's going to change anything.
Well, my problem is it becomes this sort of easy straw man to say, well, I don't think civil disobedience is going to be effective, and then the dichotomy is, well, then you need to go do politics, or you need to go, you know, fight court cases, you need to do in the system stuff, or you do civil disobedience. And it's such a false dichotomy, and why it bothers me is because you have this notion of that if you're not doing politics, you have to do really scary, like, high risk stuff, and that's just not the case. And I think that scares a lot of people away from Keene because they have the wrong notion of their expectations that you have to, you know, risk getting arrested. You can do acts of civil disobedience that aren't going to be, you know, likely to get you arrested. But the point is, there's a lot of stuff that encompasses out of the system activism that's not
civil
disobedience.
How about media? How about creating media and doing outreach?
I think that's the
media
most effective
outreach
thing you can do.
That's a big thing, and you know, just acts of free speech, protests. Protests are not civil disobedience. You know, if you're not breaking any laws, you know, if you're... Then,
of course,
then
sometimes when you're doing a protest, you don't know necessarily whether you're breaking the laws. As Heike found out this week when she was arrested without warning for using a megaphone, which
she didn't break the law. The cops broke the law.
And sure, occasionally they kind of, yeah.
What I'm saying is, you don't know what's going to get you arrested, right? You just
sometimes
don't know. I mean, even in politics, even in politics, people have been threatened with felonies because they've, for instance, offered their paychecks up as an incentive for people.
And there's also ways where the places where the ground has been paved by prior civil disobedience, where it's not that risky anymore.
Like sitting
in court, not standing for the judge in court, filming a police officer in action in Keene is a pretty safe thing to do.
Now, you mentioned Keene.
Because it was a little scary for just a little time, a little while, and then it kind of, that's been dealt with. That ground, that way has been paved. So
when you mentioned Keene, that's the place we're doing the show from, and it's in relation, this whole discussion is in relation to the Free State Project, which is actually one of the sponsors of this program, but before they were the sponsor of the show, I was a big fan, and the idea is a simple one. It's a concept that brings liberty activists, people that love freedom, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that they actually want to work towards being more free and do stuff to get to freedom, to bring those people together into the same place in order to get active for liberty. And we've got different people settling in different areas of the state. And, of course, we live in the Keene area, or the vicinity of Keene. I live in Keene proper, the political designation thereof. And so, obviously, I'd like to encourage people to come here. And so there's some level of controversy over the style of activism that is a little more prevalent here in the Keene area than, or maybe a lot more prevalent, than in other areas of the state. And some of those things are controversial. And there's always this controversy that kind of swings around the Keene activism, because it is so different compared to the standard political fare, compared to the usual go and beg the politicians or become a politician. But that's not to say those things don't happen here.
People. But,
that's not to say those things don't happen here. Just today at freekeen.com, we announced the candidacy of a local activist, a civil disobedient turned politician, Andrew Carroll, who a couple years ago was arrested for having a bud of marijuana in his hand in public, which was a great instance of civil disobedience that he did. Now he is going to run for state rep, which is actually the biggest campaign that I think a liberty-oriented person here in the area has done.
Depends. State rep is not a particularly powerful position, but yeah, it's probably the,
it's bigger
the highest
than city council.
I don't know if that's true.
It's bigger than city council.
Yeah, it's hard to say if you might have a bigger impact locally in city council than with
state rep. I hope that Andrew Carroll wins. I really do. I don't know if he will. Now he's actually got a pretty good chance, because
he's running as a Democrat.
He's running as a Democrat.
People are Democrats out in this corner of New Hampshire,
mostly in Keene proper.
Yeah,
and he has a lot of areas that will appeal to Democrats.
And there are seven positions, and there are eight people running. Is that right?
That's my understanding.
So all he has to do is knock off the weakest Democrat, and then he'd be in.
I think there are three or four incumbents or three or four people that have never been elected before.
So, the weakest is all he has to do is be better than the weakest.
Yeah, he has to make it seventh place in order to get in.
And, I hope he manages to do it. I really, 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 really do. But I do kind of feel like... back to the idea that the poisoning the well idea. I don't like using that, because I don't think it's fair to say, well, what you're doing is affecting me. It's stifling me. I'm completely trapped. I can't do anything because of what your activism is, whatever it might be. I mean, somebody could make the claim that I put a political sign on my lawn and I'm poisoning their well and they can't do anything politically. But it does seem to me that the civil disobedient activism and outside the system activism and whatever terminology you want to use for it, Dale, has made it more difficult, has raised the profile of Free Keene, the Free State Project.
I think it is to some people who are very vocal and pay attention to it and oppose some of the ideas and who are more
influential in the community
things,
too, right?
Well, I don't think I think you're giving too much credit to general voters.
A lot of them are just anonymous trolls.
Most voters are just they're just going to see names that seem kind of familiar to them or something. Most of them are not paying that much
attention. There's some verbal backlash that's posted anonymously on forums and things like that, but it's not much seen in real life. I'm sure there's some rumors flying behind the scenes, but anytime you threaten the status quo, people are going to get upset. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday show. See you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.